Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. In the name of Jesus, we glorify him. He is an awesome, phenomenal God. Oh, God, help us to always give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that rightly due you. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us to get to a place, Lord, that we will bless you at all times, showing our appreciation and our love and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. How grateful that we are. God, we need to give you more honor than we do. Praise more. Glory to God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done and doing and promised to do, we ought to be crying loud, glorifying, magnifying, hallelujah, exalting your name. How great is our God. He is so marvelous. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for, glory God, the promises of the Lord that added rich and make him no sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because can't nobody do it like Jesus. He is so marvelous. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, we ask you to cleanse our hearts from any unrighteous thoughts or things or deeds in Jesus' name. I'm going to read something, glory to God, out of 1 Peter. Praise the Lord as we glorify and magnify the Lord for just having this opportunity to come before him to even pray, to give praise, to give thanks, together in his name. Hallelujah. Oh, let us exalt his name together. Magnify him. He is worthy of the praise. Amen and amen. Position yourself. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9 say, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith. Hallelujah. Knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Hallelujah. That's our scripture reading from 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. Be sober-minded and be watchful. Hallelujah. Preparing us to know how the adversary operates so we'll know how to combat him. Praise God with God's word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to add this other scripture, Psalms 27:1. David has said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Oh, glory to God. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Lord. We know he has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. What an awesome God. Praise the Lord. For those that just came on, our scripture reading tonight is 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9, about being sober-minded and being watchful, glory to God, and also instructing us how, glory at the tactics of the enemy. So praise God again for us being able to come together to celebrate Jesus as we pray and seek out his face. Thank God again, glory out for the anointing, even for that we had time together last night, glory to God, to give God praise. Hallelujah, even through his word, through the glory to God, the scripture reading, the exaltation, the all that he's done and doing every day. We want to give thanks and stay encouraged. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Bless God. Oh, if I could, I sure wish I could. Bless the Lord, what it was saying. If I can get that tune together again. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. Throughout trials, tribulation, persecution, I've been abused. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged. My mind's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My soul's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My heart's encouraged. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I pray we can always get to a place that we'll be encouraged, even in the valley situation, because of the promises of the Lord, that had enriched and making no sorrow, and he's not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. So I pray that we can get to a place, as Psalms 34, as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. So God, I bless you tonight. I give you glory. I give you honor, hallelujah, for being able to come into your presence boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you again, God, for all that you do and how you do every day. Ah, God, I thank you, Lord God. You said if we walk right before you, you will hold no good thing from us. Many times you even answer before we even call. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us. And if we, glory to God, be a people that will praise and magnify and obey and submit to you, ah, we will, glory to God, experience the phenomenal things that we wouldn't even have, glory to God, enough books to even, hallelujah, take thanksgiving, to give grave, to give a praise to you. Because, glory to God, of every day just to breathe, every day just to be able to wake up, to move our limbs, to be able, hallelujah, to be a part of a family, to be able to be most of all a part of the kingdom of God, to be able, glory to God, to have fellowship with one. Some people don't even know what it is to be loved. They don't even know what it feels like for somebody, glory to God, to be honest and truthful to them without having a ulterior motives in their lives to take away, God, from them instead of building them up. Some, glory, I don't know what it is to even have parents or what it is to even have, glory to God, someone that just cares. Someone, glory to God, that's in mind when they're in a situation and they need help, that I can say I can depend on you, that you can help me. For some, glory, to be able to know that they have the word of God on the inside locked up and won't even release it to tell somebody about Jesus. God, there's so many situations in life that, glory, we ought to be thankful for. Just even have the food, the clothing, just to have water, to have shelter. For someone, glory to God, that just even to be touched. A touch means something. Hallelujah. Somebody has never been touched in their spirit by, glory to God, the warmth or the love of somebody, or touched just to touch them physically. Oh, Shana, Mako, Terebasi, Isheleramo, Shata. Oh, so much to be thankful for. Help us to be encouraged and to be an encourager in the name of Jesus. To be someplace, glory to God, that we can be used for the body of Christ, used for the kingdom of God, used by our Savior. Lord, we bless you today. God, help us, glory, to be have that concern. Hallelujah. When you're in jail or in prison, glory to God, that you visit me. Or either when someone's sick, or whatever, as Jesus said, you did it to the least of us, least of ones go, you did it unto me. Hallelujah. Did you feed those that were hungry? Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, gave water to somebody that was thirsty. Sometimes it's physical, and sometimes, glory to God, was it that spiritual drink. Hallelujah, that spiritual food. God, we bless you today. Help us, glory to God, not to be like that rich man. Glory to God, they didn't want to share anything. But anyone, Lazarus, glory to God, wouldn't even give him a crumb. But God, we got to be to a point that we're willing to give of you to others as well as our substance in the name of Jesus. We love you today. I appreciate you. I thank you again for this prayer line, divine connection, because truly you did it. Hallelujah. Thank you for this woman of God, this man of God. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that flows in their lives. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing them in their homes, in the ministry, in their bodies. Thank you for healing. Thank you, encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of the anointing when we come together to hear and the manifestation, glory to God, and even see it, of God's healing and deliverance and encouragement and people's lives being turned around, even in their families and also in them. Lord, we love you today. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for that we can be able to have shepherds. Glory, I have some, glory, I have shepherds that are not renegades and not out there, glory, harlings, but that will, glory, I feed the flock. Can sit up under some ministries and that we can come together also and encourage each other. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us in a place where we don't have to be concerned about bullets, flies, overnight, and this, that, and the other. And then, when we walk in the streets or when we go to the store or when we at the marketplace or when we at the job, God, thank you for your shield and protection every day. Over, not over just us and our families, but the church family, and even people that even haven't even come to know you yet. Just your mercy and grace every day. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do every day. We love you today. We appreciate you today. We thank you today. We thank you for the power of your word, hallelujah, that changed and rearranged lives, hallelujah, for saving, God, for delivering. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, just the fingertip of your love. Thank you for your healing balm. You are so wonderful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for friends. Thank you for family. Thank you, Lord God, for neighbors. Even thank you for our enemies, because even some of our enemies have grown over to God. Hallelujah. Help us to get into a place through them trials to come in alignment, to trust you, to rest in you, and to know the power of your hand in the name of Jesus. So in the meantime, you told us even when they accuse us of abuse us or whatever, we're to bless and not curse, glory to God, because you said vengeance is yours, and you got a way of using them situations to help us come in alignment and compliance with your word. Lord, we just love you today. We thank you again for that anointing, hallelujah, that breaks and destroys yokes. Hallelujah. Thank you for that anointing that heals. Thank you, Lord God, for that anointing, glory to God, that open up our ears and eyes through, glory to God, your truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are. There is none like you. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against our lives, our children, our grandchildren, our seeds, and just our children in general, that it will be snatched out of the hand of the enemy. Bind him up and loose him from his assignment for the games he played with their minds and even for that brainwashing. We plead the blood of Jesus and cancel your assignment and loose you from growing out their minds, and we'll loose Holy Spirit. Have that on. We'll bring truth to the table. Unstop their ears. Go out. Take out a heart of stone. Take the scale off their eyes in the name of Jesus. Give them a mindset to want to change and know that it's better, and to receive truth that they don't have to listen to every voice that's out there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, help us as believers to be better mentors, and let us not be the problem, but the problem solver through the Spirit of the Lord with wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to let you heal us and deliver us even for time past things from childhood up. Some things are still in the closet coming out. Sometimes we can't be effective like we need to be because certain things we're still holding on, unforgiveness, or things just push back. And every time something triggers it, it comes out, them attitudes in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory out that prejudice or that withdrawal or that, oh, glory out those tempers or whatever. We plead in the blood of Jesus, believing God, that we'll release everything that the Holy Spirit can have free reign to go in all those nooks and crevices and everything, glory to God, in them hidden places, glory out, where the enemy, glory out, still trying to hold on, glory to God, to those sore spots in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, out of sight, out of mind, the devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus, whatever's hidden in the dark, you said bring it to light. And some things you're trying to deliver us, but we keep going back, hallelujah, to that same old place instead of letting you come in and do the healing, putting off the surgery. But we need to let you go in and do that spiritual surgery so we can be able to be free and be light and glory to have, glory to God, be able to be like them healing balloons. Cut all the healing balloons, glory to God, off, and so the weights, glory to God, can go up, come off and go right, then it can soar in the name of Jesus. And order for us to soar like that eagle, we're going to have to let go of the weights, lay aside every sin and every weight. So either they set us and run this race with patience. Thank you how you encourage our hearts to continue to journey on in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you today. We love you. We appreciate you. We bind up Satan and all of the cords and loosen from Mr. Simon. Help grow out knowledge and understanding and clarity of thought as we seek out your faith and bring a place of meditation and studying your word. Hallelujah. So we can be able to walk in obedience and we'll know the truth. And you said the truth will make us free. We love you today. We pray, glory to God, for your blessings and your glory to God and your hand at work in our lives. Covers all under the blood. Dispatch your angels and let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. At this time, praise God, we're going to have Pastor Bird, however the Lord bless and lead her in prayer, or what that God put in her spirit, Mother Alexander. After Mother Alexander, we'll have Pastor Sins. Then we have Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to have it in that order. At this time, we see none other than our prophet at this time.
Hallelujah. Here
Hallelujah.
I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor, do you want me to share the dream or do you want me to pray? What do you want me to do? Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm just talking. It was on mute. I was saying, however the Lord leads you, whether he have you to share the dream first with us or to pray, whichever way God bless and flow with that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to share this dream with you, and I want to be as quick with this as possible because I'm just bubbling up in the inside. When I see God in action, I see the things that God is doing, and what excites me more is that God is speaking to us in these days. So I know sometimes y'all might get tired of hearing me with dreams and stuff like this, but I want to read Acts 2nd chapter 17th verse to you, because I'm not the only one that's supposed to be having dreams and visions during this time. And this is what the word of God says. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit, my spirit, my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants, the church, the body of Christ, and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days, what days? The last days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So God keep giving me visions and dreams. And I know that his words say that in the last days, he gonna pour out on your sons and your daughters. So I want to say this first to the body of Christ, because I know, I don't know, but I feel in my spirit that sometimes, you know what I'm coming to you and telling you what God is showing me. I don't know. Sometimes I just have a backlash. But I need to tell you it's the word of God, and that God is going to speak to his body and his church in these last days. And when he's speaking to us, it is to build up the body of Christ and to speak to those that are lost, thus says the Lord. And so I just wanted to say that before I start on this dream. And I sort of put a title on this dream, and I'm going to try to be as quick as I can with it. It says, being alert in the last days. Because sometimes we have dreams and we really don't know if it's just stuff that I'm dreaming or if it's something that God is showing me. And one thing I've learned, that if it's something that God is showing you, you can't get rid of that dream, and he'll begin to speak to you through that dream. This was last Friday night. I had this dream. And in this dream, I was walking, and I was getting ready to pass this house, but this house just was a house I just had to look at. And I was drawn to this house because of the beautiful plants. I love flowers. And as I was looking at it, it was a blue house, and it had this long, huge porch that wrapped all the way around and out. and it had the cement porch, and it came out, and it was all covered, and up under there was just all kinds of potted flowers, and that's what caught my attention. And flowers of all kinds, and they were so beautiful. And I walked up to the house, and I'm just amazed with all of these plants and all of the flowers as I'm looking at them. And I turned to look, and as I looked out, the yard was full of all types of flowers. They were beautiful, and they were just blooming. And I decided at that time just to walk in the house. It was almost like a familiar place, but it was my house. And I walked into this house, and when I walked into the house, I didn't see anything, but they had huge rooms was in the house, and it was sort of dark inside of the house. But I walked in the house, and I walked back, and I walked to this bedroom. And it was a huge room, and only thing I saw in there was this big bed. And I got in the bed, and when I laid down, oh, I just fell into a deep sleep, just a beautiful sleep. And I could hear rain, and I could hear wind and thunder and all of that just coming, just pouring down. And it only made me sleep better. And I'm just laying there in the bed, just sleep. Resting. This was a rested sleep. And as I'm laying there sleeping, Carmelita comes in the room, and she looks over and see me sleep. She walks out, and she get into the bed next door to me. In the morning, I get up, and I walk through the room that she's in. And she's in the bed, and she is fast asleep, and she's resting. And I walk outside. And when I get outside, it is chaos. The storm had come while I was in the bed, and it had destroyed the plants, and everything was in disarray. It was chaos. And I had slept through all of that. Everything around me was just torn apart. And I looked around and I said, oh, my God, what happened? And I start walking around trying to put things back together. And while I was doing this, all of a sudden, this was people I knew, my cousin and her family walked up and said, can we help you? And I said, yeah, help me get this stuff together. And we start picking up baskets and trying to put everything together. And at the meanwhile, people start walking up. People start walking up for help. And they start saying, can you help me? I don't have any heat. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have food. And we got wheelbarrows and walked around on that long porch. And the porch had doors on it. And we went through these doors. And in these doors, there were firewood and there were corn and nuts, all kinds of stuff, whatever the people needed. We were going in there. We were bringing it back. We were bringing that stuff back to them in the wheelbarrows. And the people were saying, well, we're going to pay you whatever you want for it. But nobody ever gave us any money. But we just kept giving the people whatever they needed. And while we're standing here, all of a sudden, this car pulled up. And out of this car, while we're waiting on these people and doing what we're doing, this car pull up. And these this young girl get out of the car, and it's a door off of the porch also that's there. She opens that door, and you can't see in it because it's pitch black. It's just black in there, no light, no nothing. And she go in there, and you know that it's a man in the inside of that building. You can hear them. Oh, they're laughing, and they're doing all kinds of things behind that closed door. And we just keep on doing what we are doing. She comes out, she leaves, and all of a sudden, another car comes with the young woman in it. And this woman go in, and she's go in with the same man, and you can't see. It's pitch black in there, and you cannot see in that room, but you know what's going on in the room. And we continued to do what we were doing with the people, and I woke up. I did not think much of the dream, why it was occurring. It was just like, you know, God, was that just, you know, a random dream, what it was? But when I sit down and began to pray, God began to speak to me about that dream. And the first thing God began to say to me, he said, when I walked up and I saw that house, I saw how pretty the house was on the outside, and I was fascinated with the flowers because I love flowers. That was what was drawing me to that house when I saw it. But I was not concerned about what was inside of that house. God said to me that in these last days, we're going to be fascinated with the package, but we're not going to know what's inside. God gave me 1 John 4:2 that says, know each other by the Spirit. Test the Spirit with the Spirit. We don't know each other by the Spirit. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We're looking at the package. It says, whereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. I was fascinated by the package, but once I went into the house, it was nothing to the house. It was big and empty. And God is saying to us in these last days not to get so caught up and fascinated about what things look at on the outside. But he wants us to try the Spirit of God with the Spirit. That's the only way we're going to know what is of God and what is of the world. Because in these last days, we get caught up with who's who. Let's just face those facts. Pastor over here preaching and teaching, and we're fascinated with the package. We're fascinated with how we look. We're fascinated with the big church. We're fascinated with the name. But he says to be aware and try the Spirit with the Spirit. That's what God wants us to know. Because there's going to be a lot of people confessing Christ in these last days that's not going to be of him. But God has already given us his Spirit to discern the Spirit with the Spirit. And so I went in and I laid down and I went to sleep. You know, I just went to sleep. And I had a a good sleep. I went in a deep sleep. When trials and tribulation come, they're going to come. We got to rest in God. We got to know where all help comes from. We got to know that in this world there are many trials and tribulations and circumstances and situations that's going to come. But we got to be rested in him. We got to come to that place where we know where our help comes from. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but love and power and a sound mind. We're going to have to come to that conclusion that if God is for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And that in the midst of everything that's going on, we got to know that God has us. And I'm just going to say, read 2 Timothy 3:1. Just read 2 Timothy where it talks about how things are going to be in the last days. We're gonna have all types of trouble, all types of people. People are going to be lovers of self. All these, they're ungrateful, they're unthankful, they're unholy. And all of this stuff is going to be happening around us. But we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused. And most of all, we got to stay connected to that Holy Spirit. Because God, that's an outpouring of his Holy Spirit that he's talking about in the last days. Where he just going to rain down on his body and on his people, especially on his prophets. We need to be hearing something from God in these last days. And he's pouring out his spirit upon us right now because of the lawfulness that's in the world. And so as I lay there and slept, even though I heard the rain and even though I heard everything that's going on, I was just resting and basking in God, and I slept through it. I slept through everything that was going on. God said he would give his beloved sleep and peace. God wants us to stop trying to handle everything ourselves and give it to him. God wants us to have perfect peace. God wants us to rest in him, take our boat in him, be safe in him. He chose us before the foundation of the world. And I need to tell you, it's a sin to worry. It's a sin to be afraid. And so many of us, and I'm talking to the body of Christ, Christians are so fearful. Not that fear where you're afraid of people and stuff like that, but everything is going on. You're afraid. Why are you afraid? The greater one lives in you. God done told us these things is going to happen. You got some people that stay in the house. They don't want to go nowhere. They don't want to do nothing. They're afraid of getting robbed. They're afraid of getting killed. God say rest in him. Hey, what can they do when they kill me? I'm just getting home soon. That's it. But God wants us to be in that place where we're just resting in him. God wants us to be in that place where we trust him above everything we say we do. We pray for God to watch over us, giving us traveling mercies and all of that. And yet we'll let what's going on in the world come in and interfere with our peace and with our joy. It's a sin even to God. So God wants us to have perfect peace. God wants us just to rest in that. And when I got up that morning to go out, I saw Carmelita laying in that bed sleeping. That's just another part that God gave me, and that's just the Carmelita. That doesn't have anything else to do with anybody else. But then I walked out. And when I walked out, it was chaos. Everything was tore up. Everything was just blown up. And God said to me that in the last days, everything will be chaos. Just like it is now, it's chaotic. I mean, it's chaotic. We can't be afraid, but we got to be careful. We got to use wisdom when we go in and when we go out. Because from your telephone on, there's somebody got a plan and purpose for your life to kill you or to destroy you, take your bank account, everything. They're out to get you. But we are in this world, but we're not of it. So we got to come to that conclusion of using wisdom, but we got to walk in faith and not in fear. And when everything was tore up, I mean, just chaos, I didn't even know where to start. And I start picking up. And when I saw these people that I knew, they represent the body of Christ. They represent the church. God have given us the key to the kingdom. When we can come together as one, as believers, God going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We got to work together in these last days. And it does not matter what denomination you are. It does not matter whether you're black or white. It does not matter how much money you make. It does not matter where you work or who you think you are. God's body got to come together to work in these last days so that men and women will have somewhere to go when chaos comes. You may be the only Bible that somebody read. Somebody's watching you right now, and the life you're living before them will cause them to come to you or to pass you by, because the church got the answer. And when these people came up with needs, we were working together to make sure that they got what they wanted. Salvation, Oda Labo Sunday, the word of God, even if they need it, food or whatever they need, it is in God's church, it is in God's body. And if we're just going to the church to get filled with the word of God, we need to rethink that. We are going so that we can be used in these last days to be helpers of people. I can't help you if I can't help myself. These people had needs. You know, it's like sometimes I will get a person the gospel, but they need food, and I ain't even got food to give them. God wants the body of Christ to be in place. God wants his body to be there for this lost world. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. We got to be in place. It's urgent. It's urgent that we are there to meet the needs. That's what the church was doing. The church was meeting the needs. And as we were doing that, we could not be bothered about the mess of what it looked like or where they came from. We didn't even ask those questions. And when they were talking about the money that they wanted to give us, I heard the voice of Jesus say, the price has already been paid. He's already paid the price for what he wants us to do in these last days. It cost him his life. It cost him pain. It cost him rejection. It cost him something. And guess what? It's going to cost us something to do the work of the gospel. It's going to cost us something. And so in the meantime, as I'm standing and I'm watching these women come up, 2 Timothy 3:1 says this, and this is just paraphrasing something, when it says that we're going to be disobedient, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. And this is a little keynote that came out of that, and it said, in the last days of the present age are to be black and sorrowful. That's what I saw. Sinful rejection of Christ will come to a head. We must not be misled by the widespread profession of the forms of religion. I mean, people going to be coming, hey, I got the answer over here. God is over here. It is going to be a falling away of even religious leaders. They're going to be enticed and pulled away with all types of religion. And the Bible said they're going to be coexisting with the gospel. And this is what I like, because I couldn't understand what it meant when those women was coming. It says, when women are conscious of sin against God, society and themselves, they are very liable to the seduction of false teachers who promise peace and condone impurity. Look at here, these young women, because if we look at it, who's in the church? You can count some of the men in some of these places on your hand, but who is in the church? The women, and they're going to be seduced, and they're pulled away with every other teaching. And they're going to be listening to man and not the word of God. And they're going to get caught up into doing things that they have no right doing. Where is the church? Where is that voice that God wants to be crying out in the wilderness, just like John? We're in those days where we need to speak to these young women and let them know that the time is coming when these seducing teachers are going to come with the word other than the gospel. In that dream, I saw them coming one after another, and it was pitch dark in that room. I mean, that's darkness to another degree that's about to take place, because these women are searching for something in the church that they've been told they can't have in the world. You got so many young women looking for husbands, looking for a good man, and they can't find them. So they run to the church, and what does the church do? It abuses them. We got to be awake and know that everybody in church ain't saved, y'all, even the pastors. Because sometimes we see things that they're telling the young girls, but they're seducing spirits that's coming at this time. And this dream was a wake-up call to the body of Christ. God wants us to be in place. God wants us to get ready. He has prepared his body. He has given us everything that we need for these last days. And that's the word of God. If we just stand on it, walking by faith. Because you know what? There's not any time that you don't go, that you don't have war, that you don't have some cavities. Some things are going to happen, but there are some things we're going to have to take a chance. We can't stay in our nice houses and pray. We can't come on the prayer line and pray on Mondays, and then the war is going on all around us. Chaos is all around us, and we're safe in our little houses, and we're praying, and people are dying and going to hell. God is speaking to his church and speaking to his body. And I have to just tell you what God is saying. I got that responsibility. And I'm talking to me. Don't think I'm talking to y'all and not to me. You know, I stay in my house a whole lot more than I should, because I feel safe here. There's so many schemes and schisms and people doing this and people doing that. I'm going to be honest. I don't know when I just sit down and witness to somebody about the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified to faith. But I just need to tell you, because this is for the body of Christ, that we got to do better. We got to get on our faces and see what God wants us to do. Because as I was reading the word, it says, men and women, sons and daughters, going to hear from God. Not just a prophet over there and one over here and somebody over there, but he says your sons and daughters going to prophesy because he's getting ready to pour out his spirit like never before. Are we ready? Are we ready? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for speaking to your church. I thank you for speaking to me, dear God. I don't come accusing my brothers because, God, I'm in that number. I want to be honest with you, Father God. I want to do your will, Father God. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want me to do. I want to be where you want me to be. God, we pray for the heathen, for an inheritance. I'm asking you, God, to put us in the places that we need to be so that we can witness to those people, God, that's on the way to hell. Oh, God, get us out of our comfort zone. Because, God, if you can keep us safe in our homes, you can keep us safe on the highways and byways. You can keep us safe in Walmart or wherever else you put us. Because that's the kind of God we serve. Help us not to be complacent. Help us, God, not to be where we just think, you know, I can just do everything I can do from right here. That's not where you're calling us. You're calling your church, Father God, to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, compelling men and women to come before it's too late. So, God, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, God, for enabling us all to come together and to pray together. But, God, I ask you to help us to put our war clothes on, dear God, and to get out among the people and do what you called us to do. God, for every prophet, that's on this line tonight, I ask you to put a fire on them, God, so that they can hear your voice. I ask, Father God, for those sons and daughters that haven't even come in yet, God, that they're going to hear from you, and they're going to do what you called them to do when that outpouring of the Spirit of God, it's going to come so fast and it's going to be so strong. We don't have to fight this battle. It's already a done deal. It's a fixed fight, but we got to get in it. So, God, I thank you for using me as your servant. I thank you for the visions and dreams that you give me. And I know if you're giving them to me, there are others, Father God, that you're giving visions and dreams, and some of them don't think it's nothing. Some of them just think it's a dream that they had. But God, I'm asking you to use the body of Christ, hallelujah, to set forth a message of the gospel that Jesus Christ is alive and well. He's already paid the price for all salvation. But somebody needs to tell those that lost, hallelujah, that Jesus lives. And that they can be saved regardless of what they've done, regardless of how long they've been out, God. For the fields are white and ready for picking. But you need your laborers, you need your workers to go forth, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, as each person come to pray tonight, I come in agreement with them. I stand in agreement with them, Father God. That not one word, Father God, will go up and come back void, but it will accomplish that's what it's enough to do. Help us to love one another as you love us, but help us to love a dying world enough to do what Christ did. Christ, I lay my life down, no man take it. And God, it might even take that. For us to lay down this life that you've given us so that many will live. Take away our fear from us, God, because we are fearful. I am fearful, dear God. I admit that to you. Hallelujah. That there are places I don't want to go. There are people I don't want to talk to. I'm always, God, thinking they have to hurt me. They have to do this. I got to be careful. I got to do that. Forgive us, God, for walking in fear. Because fear and faith don't work together. We're going to either have fear or we're going to have faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care what's going on in the world. We got to know and believe, God, that the God we serve is able to keep us and protect us. If you tell us to go, you've already gone before us and made every crooked way straight. So, Father, we love you tonight. We praise you and we honor you. And, God, I've brought forth what you gave me to give to the people. I pray that their hearts receive it. I pray that I've made it plain, God. But if I haven't, Holy Spirit, you do what I couldn't do. I'm just going to be obedient. Father, I love you and I praise you tonight. I honor you and I give you glory. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What a word from the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and pray that you seal that. Cover your servant, God, so the virtue back in her body and help us to be even a receptive spirit. Receive the Lord, in Jesus' name. At this time, we receive Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you for using your prophet, Lord God. Continue to use our mightily in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your word is what we're standing on, Lord God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for keeping us, Lord God, for watching over us while we sleep at night and waking us up in the morning time. Lord God, it's only you make that possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace in our life, Lord. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we have not. But we know that you're a God that hears our cries, Lord God. We know that you're a God that hears every move we make and know everything. Nothing is hidden from you. Nothing is too hard for you. You can do it all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting shelter over our heads, Lord God. Food on the table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Only you make these things possible for us. And, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Because, Lord, it's only you keep them, Lord God. And we continue to ask you, Lord, to continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Bind up anything that is not of you that come against them. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where they belong. We ask you, Lord, to continue to grant them favor, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord, that they continue to put you first in whatever they do, Lord God. These things we ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to watch over our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see what's going on with the young generation today, but Lord, we bind the works of the enemy, Lord God, and we claim in victory in their life, Lord God. Oh God, strengthen them that they remember, Lord, that there is a living God that they knew, Lord God. Bring back to their remembrance those that forget about how they was brought up, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to renew their mind, Lord God. Let them recognize that you still the God that created all things and nothing is too hard for you. And you can turn all things around, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our lives, Lord God. As I pray for brothers and sisters, those I know and those I don't know, Lord, whatever need they have, Lord, we claim it, it's met because according to your word, Heavenly Father, your word tells us, Lord, that all needs have been met. Oh, God, help them to stand strong, Lord God, and let nothing move them from your word, Lord God. Father, we love you and we praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. As I bring the body of Christ before you, Lord God, oh, Lord, you see what's going on in all these organizations. You see what's going on. But, Lord, we standing on the mountain, standing in the gap for them. We standing in the gap for them, knowing that they can stand strong, believing that there is only one God, the creator of heaven and earth, and nothing is too hard for him. And he see all things. Oh, God, I pray for one of my sister, Lord, that she continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus, knowing that nothing is impossible for God to do. Help her to get back on that straight road, Lord God. That you remember who she are in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on my sister, Lord God. Because you see our Heavenly Father. You see the situation that goes on in our life. But, Lord, we know that you can turn Sister Lee around, Lord. We know you can. And, Lord, standing in the gap for her to, that to happen, Lord God. And, Father God, I pray for Sister Young, Lord God, that foul spirit just remove it. And just stop having our mind going and coming, Lord God, because you gave us a sound mind. I pray, Lord God, that you touch our mind, Lord God. Bring back to our remembrance that you gave her a sound mind, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for what you have done in my life, Lord God. I thank you for being there all the time, Heavenly Father. You're always there, Lord God. Because you never fail none of us, Lord. You're always with us. If we stand faithful on your promises, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you. Only in the name of Jesus we stand before you, Lord God. Because we know you said in the word, if we pray. And Lord, we know that you're a God that answers prayers, Lord. You hear us crying, Lord God, and you know, Lord God, the voices, Lord. There's no fooling with the living God. He know each voice. And, Lord, I know that you hear us when we cry out to you at night for our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grand, our sisters and brothers. We know you hear, Lord God. And, Lord, there's so much going on in this world today. But we thanking you, Lord God, for mercy and grace. Because only you can turn things around, Heavenly Father, and we know nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. We pray for those sick, Lord. So many disease and sickness going on in the world today, Lord. But we binding up these sicknesses and diseases that come against the body. We binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your promise is said above all. You want us to be in good health. And prosperous. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that if you said it, Lord, it shall be done. Help us to stand strong on the promises, Lord, knowing that your word never fails, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that our brothers and sisters that is having a hard time out there, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you touch the mind, Lord, and bring back to the remembrance who you really are, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. Help them to look to you, Lord God, and to cry out to you, Lord God, because only you know the hearts of men, Lord, and no heart that you cannot change, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless our sisters, Lord. Bless them going out and coming in. Those that are trying to do better, Lord God, help them to stand strong, Lord God, and to call on the name of Jesus, knowing that you can change things, Heavenly Father. Help them to come back to know who they really are, Lord, and stand faithful in your word. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you for sheltering us through all things, Heavenly Father, because it's not been for you, Heavenly Father. Where would we be? You are the only way, Lord. The only hope we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your promises tell us, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. There's no sickness, there's no pain, there's no ache that you cannot heal, Father God. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to call on you, Lord God, knowing that you is a God that answers prayer. You hear every cry. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for how good you've been to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the God that wake us up in the morning time. Thank you, Lord God, when we lay down at night, you are the only one here who will cry out to you, Lord God, and pray, Lord God. For it's only you take care of our offspring, Heavenly Father. It's only you can guide them, Lord God. And Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch each and every one of our grandchildren, Lord God, our great-grands, Lord God. Keep them high in your arms, Lord God, because, Father God, it's only you can do it. All we know is we're calling you for protection around them, Lord God. And Lord, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, to continue to keep a hedge around our grands, Lord God. Keep a hedge around them, Lord God. Oh, God, bring back to their remembrance who they are, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this of you, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, you are the only way. Continue to bless the prayer line, Heavenly Father. Continue to keep the head of the prayer line strong, Lord God. Take away any aches, any pain, any sickness that come against the body. We binding it up and we cast it out because it have no authority in the body in the name of Jesus. Lord, your promise is said above all, Lord, you want us to be in good health and prosperous. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, that if you said it, that's it. Oh, Father God, help us to continue to stand strong. Bless each and every one of my sisters and brothers that's on the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to give them the heart desire, Lord God, because you promise us, Lord, and you never fail. Your word come and it stand. Help us, Lord, to continue to stand faithful, knowing that you are the God that deliver. You are the God that heal. There is no other but you, Heavenly Father. And we give you glory and praise tonight, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us all, Lord God, because you never leave us, Lord. Your promises tell us you'll never fail us. You'll never forsake us. Help us to stand regardless what come against in this land, Lord God. We that know that the living God is a God of promise and his promise stand. We're standing on those promises, Lord. Thank you for giving us prophet that tell it as it is, Lord God. For your word said it, Lord. We believe it, Father God. Help us to stand faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Psalms 105, say, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deed amongst the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonders work, because, Lord, you are the only way, Lord God. There is no other. You are the God of our salvation, Lord God. And without you, we have nothing, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we come tonight, God, just giving you praise and thanking you, Lord God, because you have been so good to us all. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the mighty King. Father, we come to you tonight in the humblest manner that we know how, Lord Jesus. We just want to lift your name on high because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Father, we know that it's a needy time, but you are the answer. You're the answer to all of our questions. We do recognize and praise you for having come through and give us the word of God in clear understanding that you would be able to discern what is right from wrong. But she told us what the Father revealed unto her. And we thank her for it, Lord. We ask that you help us to use those words. Don't look at the package, Lord. Listen and hear what your words say. Be working until the time comes when he calls us home. And believe that he is all he says he is. And Father, we praise you, and we just want you to help us and give us strength that we'll be able to hold up and hold out, and we'll be like Jehoshaphat that went to the Lord, said, you know, or say we don't know what to do, but help us, Lord, that we'll be able to do the things that you have assigned our hands to do, that we are kingdom builders, that we won't overlook some and pick up the others because of this or because of that, but that we will love like you do, Lord, unconditional love. And that takes some working on, Father, but you said we could do it, and I believe we can, Lord God. And you said, you know, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we keep letting our joy be interrupted over and over and over again. The prophet said that she admits that sometimes she's afraid, and I admit the same thing. A lot of people, if they tell the truth, would admit it, even though you know that word, you believe that word, but when the enemy comes in, you sometimes sway over to that over-anxious thoughts and things. But, Father, we ask you to help us, that we will stand strong and don't let the enemy talk to us. Don't even listen to him when he comes and he says this and he says that. So much was spoken tonight, and I do agree with every word that has gone forth and the words that will go forth tonight, Lord God, because we're working on the building, and the foundation is what holds the building together, the strong foundation, and we're working on the blood with the bloodstained banner of the Lord. Oh, yes, sir, and we just praise your name, Lord Jesus. There's so many people in distress all over this land and country. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless, continue to send dreams, continue, Father, to lift up your word and your people, Lord, that they'll be able to bring somebody along with them, Father. Lord God, I pray all of my siblings and all of my children, my two sons, my grandchildren, all of those. In fact, Lord God, I pray even up to the third and fourth generation, those that will never see my face and I'll never see theirs, but that the word and the Holy Ghost will go forth and live in them. If time lasts, Lord God, that we will be stronger and we'll be more reliable Christians. We'll be stronger and be able to spread the word more and more. It's just a needed time, Lord, and you know it is. And that's why you sent it, dreams and visions this way, to help strengthen your family and your flock, Lord God, that we might help other people. I have a brother, Lord, you know about him, that I've been talking to him. He said he wants to be saved, but he just is waiting. He realizes that time is getting shorter and shorter, and it may not be in the time, but Father, I ask that you move on the altars of his heart through the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not only him, Lord, but everyone under the sound of our voice that has relatives, friends, and family that don't know you, and some of them not concerned to don't want to know you, but Father, they need to know you. And help us, Father, to have a ready word, a rhema word, Lord, that we can give them. You know, Jesus is the answer, and he loves you. And let us speak to their heart in the power of the Holy Ghost, that it will make a difference in their lives, and they'll want to come unto you, Lord God. We pray for those ones that are scamming people and doing every kind of thing they can just to make money off of people, Lord God. We know that's not your will, Lord, but help and protect us. Give us discernment, Father, that we would know, we would see the wolf coming, even though he has sheepskin on him, that we would be able to stand in these last and evil days. Father God, we ask you to bless far and wide, Father. Send all these pandemics and every other kind of illness and thing that's coming onto this land and country, Lord, send it back to the pits. Father, steal all this racism, Father. Let it be a thing of the past. Let love abide, Lord, among our nation among, no matter who, what color they are, Father, that it abides between and among us, Lord God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to help us to stand on the walls and to cry out to dying men and women, you have a chance to be saved. Come on in the ark of safety where Jesus will take care of you. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. And he'll let you know that he loves you because he said he did. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent his son. God sent his son to earth because he loved us and he wanted to redeem us back because he knew just what would happen. Lord, I praise you. I give you honor. I give you glory, Lord. And Father, just help me, Father, to be one of those ones that is about your business, Lord. Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. But however it is, Lord, help us to be a better witness for the kingdom. And Lord, I thank you tonight for this opportunity. Thank you for this word that you've given me, Lord. And I ask that you bless each and every one in every way, shape, or form that they need a blessing that's on this line, Lord, that they would do kingdom work wherever and whenever they have an opportunity. We love you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory, and we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, and awesome name of hallelujah, of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The songwriter say, I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I want to live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, and any time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in that precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you for being so good to us. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the I am that I am. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name that you're all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. Lord God, I thank you that you are, hallelujah, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you see everything, you know every circumstance. Nothing has caught you by surprise. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking, hallelujah, through dreams, through your prophet, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for giving her understanding of the dream and to share that dream with your people in the name of Jesus. And may we always be receptive to what you have to say to us, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the word on tonight. Thank you even for the word on last night, Father God. Hallelujah. We will continue, hallelujah, to trust in you. We will continue, hallelujah, and not be fearful, Lord God, but rest, hallelujah, and not stress. Glory be to God. So, yes, hallelujah, we are encouraged to follow Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I thank you, Father God, for Jesus that sit at the right hand, making intercession for us. Glory be to God. I apologize. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And, Father, I invite your presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you promised that where two or three are gathered in your name, even though we're on a line, a phone line, you're yet in our midst. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the earth today to bring about your divine will, purpose, and plan for all of our lives. Thank you, hallelujah, that you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for every special thing that you're doing in this season, in this hour. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but that spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we're trusting in you, and we thank you, Lord God, that yes, of all we've heard, Lord God, in spite of what's going on, praise God, because of you, Father God, we can rest in the midst of chaos. And yes, there's chaos going on somewhere, everywhere. Father God, have mercy upon our souls on this evening. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, if we've sinned and fallen short of you, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. We pray that you keep us on the path, the narrow path that leads to life, hallelujah, with you. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that we'll look more like Jesus. We'll have the mind of Christ, Lord God. And as the songwriter says, yes, we want to live so you can use us anywhere, especially when it concerns, hallelujah, pointing people to you, Father. We don't want to be a part of the problem, but a part of the solution. Oh, Father God, so as your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, speak a word in our ears as you put people in our path, let us, hallelujah, not be shy and hold on to the word, but as we hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, let us share that good news that Jesus is still, hallelujah, the answer for the world today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And even though people might not live in the White House, but if you have Jesus in your life, you're better off than anybody that would live in the White House. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you've always been faithful. Hallelujah. You've always been so good. You've been so merciful. So I say hallelujah to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God. I want to pray, Father God, tonight to those that are troubled in their minds in the name of Jesus. Somebody may be struggling with, Lord God, bipolar, schizophrenic, dementia, Alzheimer's. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you turn their situations around and, Lord God, put them back in a right mind in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for the souls of those that are lost, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you sent a servant, Lord God. Put someone in that path and let the Holy Spirit speak to them a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom that may encourage that person to turn out of darkness and to turn to Christ in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against negative influence over our young people, Lord God. Lord God, some of them, because they have not been taught, listen, to know more about you and to get a relationship with you. Lord God, the enemy tries to get a hold of their life any way he can. We plead the blood of Jesus against those thoughts and imaginations that's not like you, and we command them to be cast down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we do, and we have authority to do that. How I know? Because you said, hallelujah, whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Glory be to God. You said, ask, hallelujah, and you shall receive. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. So we lift up, Lord God, and I pray that you will lift a standard against that enemy of darkness in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up special prayer, Lord God, for deliverance with those, Lord God, that are struggling with addictions and strongholds and sexual immoral sins in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that people will see, yes, it's time, hallelujah, for me to make a change in my life. And except we include Christ in our life and surrender our lives to you, Father God, a change is just not going to happen. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our touch and agree with the prayers that have already been prayed. And I pray for our young people, Lord God. I pray for our senior citizens. I pray for those that can't do for themselves. I pray for the health care and medical staff, the caretakers, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that those health care and medical staff, Lord God, will realize that it's important how they treat other people, treat them good, and do the very best they can to help people, because people are not just coming to these facilities, Lord God, just to be on vacation, but they stand in need of help. And we pray, God, that you will bless those, Lord God, that give of their time and their service, even though they may be getting paid. We pray, God, that they see it as a ministry in Christ Jesus' name, and they treat people good and kind in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, will have mercy upon those in positions of leadership. Help us, Lord God, if we're not going to be the right kind of leader, if we're not going to, Lord God, set the appropriate example and live what your word says, we need to get out of those positions and get out of people's way. Somebody is trying to get to you, Father God, and they don't need no nut in a position of leadership in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We pray for our military. We pray for those in the White House, our president, vice president, those in positions of authority there, praying for our legislators, those that write the laws. And God, help us, Lord God. I need to do better, Lord God, and talking to our representatives and sending letters saying, listen, you need to do better at this situation or that situation in Christ Jesus' name. We do a lot of talk. Maybe I'm talking to myself. Have mercy on me and help me through the power of your Holy Spirit to say something about things that are not good. You said, cry loud and spare not in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Father God, hallelujah, for people everywhere, my friends, my neighbors, Lord God, my family, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We pray for, Lord God, your servants everywhere, the persecuted Christians in Christ Jesus' name, those that are intercessors. We lift them up, Lord God. Give them more strength, Lord God. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. And, Father, while I mention that, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against that demon of theft that's trying to steal people money, Lord God, and every dime that the enemy has robbed us of taking, Lord God, and by theft, we pray that he must return it in the name of Jesus. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible, and if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We thank you that you are powerful, you're holy, you're righteous, and we thank you, Lord God, that you order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, have mercy on our souls, and we pray that we don't harbor anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and grudges and, Lord God, prejudice. God, help us to realize we can't be in a position to pray for someone else when we're bottling up stuff in our hearts, Lord God, and storing it there, Lord God. We got to be right, hallelujah. The songwriter said, I just want to be right. Yes, and your word is right. Let the word of God dwell in our hearts, that we sin not against thee, Heavenly Father, nor our brothers or sisters in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we pray that you give us liberty and freedom now from sin, from sickness, strongholds, addiction, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray, oh, Lord God, for deliverance on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray that thou wouldest nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft. Lord God, all these things that try to interfere with your plan for our lives, we count it null and void. At the name of Jesus, we pray the prayer of faith. And, Father, we invite your Holy Spirit to continue, hallelujah, to order our steps, to touch, Lord God, move by your presence in Christ Jesus' name. Help us all. Bless your people now, Lord God. Remember the leader of this prayer line, Pastor BJ, in Christ Jesus' name. You know what she stands in need of. Thank you for what you've already done for. Thank you, Lord God, how you're strengthening and giving her, Lord God, what she stands in need of and her family in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the prophet, hallelujah, for the apostles, Lord God. Hallelujah, thank you for your pastors, your teachers, Lord God. Every person in their prospective place, we bless them on tonight because they're your people and they're doing the best that they can to do your good will. Father, we love you and we thank you that you love us. Bless your people, those that may not say a word. Bless them, Lord God, with what they stand in need of. Let them know that I am God and I change not and I do what I say. Glory be to God. I love you, Father God. I thank you. I praise you and I worship you. Let your divine will be done in all of our lives. We pray the prayer of faith with thanksgiving and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
You're not there, Mother McCormick? Praise the Lord. Not unless she left her line. Praise
Hello.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. This phone, Lord Jesus, my phone again, but I'm here.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. I just thank God. I got a little late, but I made it. Thank God. But I thank God for Pastor Hubble on tonight. I give honor to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and I thank God for Prophet as I got a chance to hear what she was saying on tonight, too, and I thank God for that, you know, that we just don't look at the packets. I thank God for that word on for her and the word for Pastor Hubble on last night. And I give glory and honor to my Savior, God. I love you. I appreciate you, Lord God. Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you, God, in the name of Jesus. I come, Lord, ask you to forgive me for everything and fault that I've said or done. I thank you, Lord, for all what have already been said and done on tonight. Lord, touching and agree with my sisters on tonight. God, I pray, God, that you will continue, Lord God, to look down on us, God. Look on each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you will touch our mind and help us, Lord God, to continue to stand and be what you want us to be in these last and evil days, Lord God. I pray for those that don't know you tonight, Lord. I pray that you'll touch hearts and minds of people and let them realize, Heavenly Father, that you are a Savior, you are a healer, and you are a deliverer, God. And whatever we need, the word of God said, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you can find grace and mercy to help in a time of need. So, God, I just ask you right now, Lord God, to have mercy on us, God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our focus. Help us to continue to look to the hills from which coming our help and knowing that all our help come from you on tonight, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God. There's so much is going on in the world, God. But we know, God, that you are God that sits high and you see and you know all things. And as I was thinking about some things a few minutes ago as everyone was praying, I was thinking about the word said, when fear knocks at our door, let faith answer. I thought about that. I heard that one time before from someone. And I thought about that. When fear knocks at our door, let faith answer. And I said, Lord, let faith answer. When fear tried to come around, say all of us or whatever, let faith answer in your name, Lord God, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you for your word, because you sent your word. You said you sent your word to heal your people. And so, God, I just want to thank you for the word of God on tonight. And I pray for those that's in different places on tonight, those that they're sick in their body and though they're struggling, though they're in their homes, and though they can't get out and do the things that they desire to do, though they need some help, health care person to come in and help them out in different areas and different situations. I pray for that situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to pour your spirit out. Breathe on them, Lord God, and let them know, Heavenly Father, that you are right there beside them. And all they got to do is just call on you, Lord God. All they got to do is look to you, Lord God, and look to the word. The word, I'm quite sure that people, I mean, maybe some people don't have a Bible in their home, and they may don't have the word in their home to read, and some of them might can't read. But, God, I pray that you will touch somebody
heart, God, and let someone come by us. Someone speak to their mind. And I'm quite sure people got TVs and all these preachers, all these things that come on TV sometimes. And if they have an ear, help them to be able to hear what the word says. We know sometimes the word of God is coming forth on different areas and different ways. And we have to be particular on how we eat. On the word of God, we have to be particular of what we eating, because we know that there's so many things are being said, and it may be twisted in a way in the name of Jesus. But God, help us to know what to receive and what not to receive in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord, for all that you're doing, because you give us the ear to hear what the Spirit said. And so help us to know what the Spirit said. And if we know what the Spirit said, we can continue to walk in the newness of you, and we can do as you tell us to do, walk by faith and not by sight. So God, help us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States. We pray for the law enforcement. We pray that you'll touch men and women out there everywhere. We pray for that man or that woman that might be standing side of our streets, Lord God. We ask you to look on them, Lord God. We pray for that person that don't have a place sale tonight, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to look down on that young girl or that young boy, God. Oh, God, let them realize, God, there's a better way out there. They're just looking at all these different things on phones and all these different things that's going on in the world today with these phones, with TikTok, or all these different. I can't call all the names out, whatever's going on. But God, you know all about it. So let them realize, God, the thing is to look at is the word of God. The word of God is the only thing that's going to help us in the last and evil day. So God, help them to come to the knowledge of the truth, and help them to learn that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no man come unto the Father but by you. And if you come in the other way, he said that you are a thief and a robber. So God, we pray that people realize Heaven the Father, like probably all she already talked to us, like she already said. You know, we are living in the last day. There's so many different things that's going on. And people are having dreams and having visions of things. And so, God, we pray that people will realize, Heaven the Father God, that time is drawing near closer than what we think in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us, Lord God, to keep our focus, keep our mind on you, Lord God. Keep our eyes on you, Lord, and know the Spirit. And like she was saying something else, I caught hold to that. We said, be aware and try the Spirit to know the Spirit. Because there are, I've been there to some of those situations. Try the Spirit. You got to know the Spirit. Everybody that's sitting up in the pulpit ain't what they say they are. I've been there. I know something about that situation. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will touch our heart and our mind and give us that discernment. That's what we need. We need that discernment of the Spirit, that we can see these devils when they try to come around us, when these different things they write about what they say and what they do. We need that discernment, God. So help us, Lord God. And we, in the word of God, he told us to ask. He said we had not because we asked not. And so, God, help us, Lord God, to ask what we need, that you will intervene for us. You will open that door, and you will make that way for us. Help us to cry out to you and say, Lord, I need you, Lord God. And I need you right now. I need you to show me some stuff. I need you to help me, Lord God, to get it right. So I pray for the world. I pray for that still a girl, still a boy. And I pray for those that say that need to get a closer, more closer walk with you, that they will realize, Heavenly Father, that all our help comes from you on tonight. You are everything that we need. And so, God, I thank you, Lord God, because your word also said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So help us, Lord God, to wait on you. To wait on you, because you're coming. Help us, Lord God, to wait on you. But as we wait on you, Lord, help us to be able to do some things. Help us not to just be sitting still or not doing nothing. Help us to be able to move from whatever we wait on and get on something else. So whatever we wait on, we're getting to move, and then the other thing that we are doing, it will work maybe after we waiting on that that's supposed to be coming to us. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, because we have to have our mind, and if our mind ain't right, we ain't gonna do nothing. He said the word of God said we gotta be renewed in the mind. Our mind gotta be renewed. And that's another thing that I've been through in my life. The mind plays a trick on you. And you got to know that you know that you know. And so I pray in the name of Jesus tonight that you touch the world, touch people, touch the silly man, touch people everywhere, Lord God. We need you, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on this line, Lord. Thank God for them. Thank God for Pastor Hubbard. Thank God for Prophet. Thank God for Apostle. Thank God for Minister Blight. Thank God for Pastor Minister Willett. Thank God for Mother Alexander. Thank God for Pastor Steele. Thank God. Thank God for Rachel. Thank God for Lord. Thank God for all. I may not have called everybody's name up. Minister Brenda. Thank God for all of us that's been on the line for all these years. All these years praying for people to realize that God is able. God will turn things around if we just only believe, trust in him, and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways are not in him, and he will direct that path. He'll come. He may not come when you want it, but he'll come. And I know he'll come. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you help us, Lord, instead. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sin's blood back on Calvary Cross. You didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault. You saw our need. You seen that we needed someone to help us. You sent your grace and your mercy. God, I thank you. We bind up every foul demon, everything that's not like God, that tries to hinder us from going forth. But we must be encouraged. We must be encouraged that God is able to help us to stand and be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you so much for everything that you're doing and what you're going to do. I pray, Lord, for my family. I pray, Lord God, for my daughter, how you are blessing her, God, with a kitten. I thank God for her, how she came today and had that thing took it out of her chest. Out of down in her chair some kind of way. I thank God for that, and I just praise God that God is doing a great work in her, and I praise God for what he's doing, and I know he'll do it for anybody else. I know, and I keep praying for people that own the kitchen machine, those, God, that's not on the kitchen machine, that we will learn how to eat proper, we will learn how to eat right, that we won't fall into that wrong category. So I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for all the sick and afflicted. I ask you right now, God, to touch right now. I pray for those that's on high blood pressure. I pray for those that have lung problems, a fever, a cancer. I count all the sickness and send it back to the dry pits where it comes from. In the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that the word of God tells us in the word. And I think Sister Willard said it a few minutes ago. He said in the word, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And that's all we got to do is believe, because God already done it. God already sent his son, Jesus Christ. He said, with his stripes, we are healed. And we not people trying to get healed. We are already healed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be unto God, the powerful prayers of night. Elder Johnny May, and then after that we're going to take our prayer request. Thank God again for the prophet. Elder Johnny May, you there?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we praise you. Father, we lift your name on high, hallelujah, because we love to give you praises, God. We love to honor you and worship you, Lord God. We just love to give you thanks, Lord God. We come with hearts of thanksgiving, even though we come with petitions. Nonetheless, Lord, We come with hearts of thanksgiving, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this day. Hallelujah. Thanking and praising you for your goodness and mercy, how you woke us up this morning, Lord God. Thanking and praise you, hallelujah, for the word on tonight. Hallelujah, for the word all day yesterday. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come humbling ourselves before you, Lord God, as we ask you just to forgive us of our sins, Lord God, our iniquities. Oh, God, we need you to deliver us even from our own selves sometime, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, when our thoughts are not right, Lord God, our motives are not always right, Lord God. But, oh, God, we ask for your forgiveness because you're the only one that can, Lord God. Forgive us of our own unrighteousness, self-righteousness, God. Deliver us. Lord God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy that surely follow us all the days of our life, Lord. We just thank and praise you, Lord, for all things this day. We honor you, Lord God, for good health. We just thank and praise you for godly wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. Thank and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, that I believe everyone on this prayer line, I can say, Lord, we thank you because we choose to worship you and walk according to your ways, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you can may have your way in us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just ask and praise you, Lord God, as we come praying for those, for others, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for all nation of people, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our enemies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for mankind today. Lord, as we look around, as I've so many of the prayers tonight, Lord God, we see gross darkness. Hallelujah, Lord God. And as she was saying, even some everybody that's calling on your name, everybody that's said they're preaching your word, Lord God, there's gross darkness, hallelujah, in the land today, God. But, oh, God, we just thank and praise you that we choose to praise you. We choose to worship you, God. We choose to stay before your face, Father. We choose, hallelujah, to call on your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, as we come praying for those, for others, God, we come praying in the power and authority that you've given us, hallelujah, for backsliders, Lord God. We pray for the lost, Lord, that they'll come to know you, that the word will be ministered, that the love of God will be ministered unto them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for those that are straddling the fence, betwixt and between, hallelujah, between two opinions. Father God, let them choose to come on your side, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray that they choose to come on your side. Lord, we're praying for those that are the lukewarm Christians, Lord God, those that are angry, Lord God, at you for whatever reason that they might think you did something wrong. But, God, your thoughts are not our thoughts, God, and we know that. Hallelujah. Your ways are not our ways. We're praying for those that think that they are hoodwinking you, God. I heard you tell me one time some of your people try to hoodwink you. So we praying for those that think they're hoodwinking you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those that think they're bamboozling you, Lord God. Just because they're getting away with things, Lord God, it don't mean that you don't see it. Oh, God, because we know you know all things, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that they'll repent, Lord God, of the deeds that they're doing in the dark, Lord God. We pray, God, because everything, your spirit and can comprehend darkness, Lord God. Hallelujah. Darkness can't hide from you. So, Father God, we just thank and praise you that all the darkness shall come to the light. And, Father, I pray for all the nations that forget you, Lord God. I pray that America will bless you like never before. I pray that the eyes of America and the nations, I won't forget about the nations, but I pray that America's eyes spiritually will be open, hallelujah, that they will see how blessed we have been. and that we believe in you to continue to bless us, Father God. But, oh, God, open up the eyes of America that they'll see. And, oh, God, open up our eyes. Open up, continue to open up our spiritual ears so that we'll continue to hear with every intent to obey everything that you're telling us, God, that you're showing us, God. And, oh, Father God, I ask you to forgive us, hallelujah, of our sloth, for we, your people, forgive us of our slothfulness, Lord God. Help us to do like Mary, Jesus said, whatever you do for him, we do for him. Help us, Lord, to be quick about it. Hallelujah. Help us not to be slothful, Lord God. Father, we thank and praise you tonight as we pray for our neighborhood. We pray all prayers, Lord God. We pray, help us to pray with all supplications about everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, that you keep those that are without air conditioners this time of the year. Lord God, keep them cool, Lord God. It's hard to live without air conditioning these days. Those that are riding around in their vehicles, Father, have mercy on them that don't have air conditioners. Those that are living in homes without air conditioning, Lord God. Oh, God, be merciful, hallelujah, on them, Lord God, that make a way, hallelujah, that they'll have cooling agencies to come into their homes, Lord God. God, we're praying for those that don't even have a home to live in even, Lord God. But, oh, God, we just thank and praise you that you are a shelter. You are peace. Hallelujah. You are our dwelling place, God. So, Father God, we thank and praise you that we know no matter what we go through, God, we still can run into your shelter. We thank you for being that shelter. And, oh, God, we plead Psalms 91 over your people, God, over our families, our loved ones, over the nations, God. Oh, God, we thank you that we can dwell in the secret place. We can say that you are our God. You are our refuge. You are our strength. Lord God, we thank and praise you that in the time of trouble, you hide us, Lord God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear, God. No matter what happens, God, even when 1,000 fall on our right hand and 10,000 by our side, God, we don't have to worry. God, we thank you for how you keep us covered, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we're praying even for those that are working out in the heat. Oh, Father God, I pray that they keep themselves hydrated, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not only that, keep their skin lubricated with the sunscreen and whatever, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for all mankind today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God, for all things tonight, Lord God. We thank and praise you for this prayer line, every prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for all the prayer warriors all over the land, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we bind up every spirit of the enemy that tries to pull us off the wall because we refuse to come down. Hallelujah, Lord God. And it's because of you, God, your spirit that keep us standing, Lord God. God, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah, because we know long as we're in you, we are in a safe place, Lord God. We thank you that because we are in a safe place, hallelujah, in you, we don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Hallelujah, but we can cast it all on you because you care for us, Lord God. Hallelujah, we can give it to you. We can be strong in you, Lord God, and in your power. Hallelujah, Lord God, because we're walking in your armor. Hallelujah, it ain't our armor. It don't tell us to put on our armor. The word tells us to put on the whole armor of God. So, oh, God, help us to keep our armor on. Help us to keep our shield of faith standing, Lord God. Help us to keep the sword of the Spirit, our shoes, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, Lord God. Help us to wear the helmet, Lord God, so that when people see us, Lord God, that it'll be like it used to be. Hallelujah. People could look on the saints of the Most High God. Hallelujah. They wouldn't have to say a word, and they knew that they were looking at a saint of the true and living God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I know we can't judge a book by its cover, but, oh, God, help us, hallelujah, to walk worthy according to your will, according to your way, Lord God, that we make not you ashamed. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this night. We thank you, hallelujah, for pastors. Hallelujah, men and women after your own heart, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless them and strengthen them. Keep them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to use them for your glory, Lord God. Leaders, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray for the very elect because you told us in your word, if at all possible, Satan would deceive the very elect. So, Father, unless the time be shortened. So, God, we're praying for all saints, hallelujah. Keep us strengthened, God. Keep us in your will, in your word, God. Keep us walking in the spirit, hallelujah, that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord God. Help us. Keep us walking by faith and not by sight, hallelujah, that we'll keep our focus on you, God, and you get the glory out of all we say and do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be unto God. I want to give you glory and praise for this night that the Lord has made, for the power of your anointing, for that prophetic word and that dream and the revelation that even inspired and even brought us into a deeper depth, even in the prayers that was pulled up out of the spirit of your, out of your saints, your believers, your women servants. God, I bless you. I honor you. I thank you for the stirring of the fire that's burning deep down in the fire of desire. Glory to God, to fulfill your will. Thank you for such glory, that deep indebtedness of the prayers that came forth. I want to honor you and give you praise. We thank God for the prophet, for being available for a vessel that you can transmit your anointing in. But God, it was by your spirit. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Now we need for our heart to be in the minds, our heart to do so, mindset in obedience to that you say. We glorify you and thank you for greater things yet to come with anticipation, expectancy of all those ones that you want to use, and the fire of desire, even burn some things loose that may be held some captive of the what if, the maybe, so they'll be able to hear and know, as you said, pouring out your spirit to all flesh. Ah, that your sons and daughters, God, you got an assignment for each one of us. We just need to be in position, be in place. And as she said, get in the fight. And there'll be casualties sometimes, but we're not looking at that. We just want to make ourselves available for service and not to allow the things of this world and the cares of this life to hinder the move of God in our lives because of the enemy pulling out all kinds of tactics. But you've already prepared us for what the enemy is doing, but you said that you came to give us that abundant life, and you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Gave us all the armor we need, all the tools, the glory to God, all the glory to God, every weapon that is needed. You gave us, glory to God, your power through the Holy Spirit, and the promises of the Lord. God, we thank you. And you gave us one another, that we're to be in this together. Because our head and our feet, our heart, everything, all our arms, every part, you made our body has come into alignment with one. Help us to come in compliance in the name of Jesus to carry out the assignment to be on one accord. God, we thank you as we get rid of isms and schisms and busybody and all this, everything else that can be a hindrance. So we won't be a divided people, but we'll be, glory to God, a more than a conquered people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, we're going to take the prayer request. Does anyone that have a prayer request, praise the Lord, we want to take that now, not unless it's something else is the Lord giving the prophet that needs to be inserted. Other than that, we're going to take prayer requests for anyone that has a prayer request. I want to celebrate Jesus. Glory to God from hearing from Pastor Apostle Burton. We even talked today, but was there a few days back when she was telling me Stephanie has given her life to the Lord. She said it was a young lady that was, you know, had some past of history of some things going on in her life and so forth like this. And, oh, my God, she was able to witness to her. And through the Spirit of the Lord, I believe it was Apostle that led her to Christ. And she had some situation where she'd be in and out in her thoughts. But God bless, as an actual, was a clarity for her to get able to comprehend and understand about the salvation and everything. So we believe in God to continue. She off the ventilator, too, but I don't know if that's today, but that was that day, she said. She still had something up her nose, I think, or was it in the, I think it was up her nose. But anyway, We glorify the Lord for that. And in the meantime, believing when she comes through, she will definitely be, have a mindset like never before to live her life for the Lord and be delivered of whatever it is that's holding her captive in the spiritual, natural, and especially in the physical, in the name of Jesus. So we just believe in God. Thank God for her husband, Neil, going to church and still pressing forward and still standing. He's been challenged, of course, when you come out of the world and you have so many things going on in life. Keep Neil lifted up in any new believer, glory, especially even this young lady and whoever else, whether it's people that we know, don't know, family, or just anyone that's given their life, whatever, well, come through, especially a lot of hardship and a lot of things that are challenged through the world. You know the hounds of the devil be out trying to encourage, seduce, and try to strip them of glory to God, of their faith or their peace or whatever. But we standing, that's why we stand together in prayer and standing, glory, that's why we got to live a life so we can be strong enough to be able to help somebody else. That's just like you told Peter, when he'd been converted, you can strengthen your brother. So we bless the Lord for them, and thank God for that report. We're loving and bless the Lord for all the young people we've been hearing that have been giving their life unto Christ. And give us, glory, out of mindset, like I remember before, to be a greater, glory, of boldness in our witness, in our life. And, you know, some of us don't have a problem speaking to anybody about something. A door open, and you walk right in it and say, ah, da, 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 da. And then other ones, glory to God, because of situations around in life, they'll just draw back. But be bold in the Lord and everything that we can and other things that we do have, those situations, keep casting them cares upon the Lord. God will make us strong in him to stand, because he said, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil. He's going to have to flee. Put on the whole armor. Thank the Lord. Again, we're taking those prayer requests now. That was the praise report. I just wanted to make sure, because I didn't get to say it last night, so just to share that. I just wanted to make sure it got in there today. I'm giving God his praise. At this time, we're taking prayer requests. Oh, Lord, let me make sure everybody, I'm taking prayer requests, and somebody might be talking and okay, hear nothing because your line's not open. I only left the lines open for those that was praying. I do apologize if you did have one. Praise the Lord. I think we got one or two more to open back up. Anyone else have a prayer request? We want to go ahead and take those now.
Praise
the Lord, darling.
I need y'all to keep me up in prayer. I got some paperwork at the courthouse, and it should come out by the 24th or next month or the 25th. I need y'all to touch and agree with me for favor.
Okay. Bless the Lord. We ask the Lord to God, Mother Alexander, take that prayer request for some paperwork. Sister Rachel's saying she would believe in God for favor on the 24th.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we touch an agreement with Sister Rachel, Lord, and that paperwork. Lord, you know all about it, Heavenly Father, but we claiming that victory is ours and that she will get the victory because the favor is already done through your word, Lord, because she's been asking of this. And, Lord, we know that you hear your daughters when they cry out to you sincerely. Stand faithful, Lord. We know that the answer is going to be just what she's asking for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're in agreement. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Yes. Yeah.
Bless God. I do thank God again. Praise the Lord for the power of his anointing
yes,
tonight. Ma'am. Okay, go ahead. But when nobody don't say nothing, we keep it rolling so we can close. Go ahead.
This is Laura.
Okay.
Could y'all pray for about my left shoulder, and it's like mucus in my throat.
Okay, then. Well, Pastor Bird, you want to take that request? So she might be busy. But in the meantime, I will take that one. Praise the Lord. God bless. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Sister Rachel, God, we are praying, God, for that shoulder. We know in your word that by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word. We're going to keep confessing what your word says. And you desire for us to be healed and whole and prosper as our soul and be in good health. So we are speaking to that shoulder, whatever that pain, that agitation, whether it's being for inflammation or whether it's coming from glory, muscle spasms or whatever it is, we bind up, authorize anything else that's trying to settle or be in there. God, we are praying that you can correct it. God, is nothing, glory to God, too hard for you to do. God, we bless you also for that stuff that's trying to start back up in her throat. We bind up any respiratory problems, any mucus that's trying to build up. She's already had the testing, then already, glory, I had the medication. We're standing on your word that the thief is a liar, and he's not coming back to steal, and he's not coming back to have no reoccurrences. So we rebuke, bind, and loose him from it now in the name of Jesus. Command that that stuff dry up. It won't cause no irritation in this, in her throat, or is it agitation in her stomach, or cause, glory to God, any problems with more sinuses. Glory to God. No matter how long it's been going on, we know, glory to God, what your word said. We're standing on it because we're walking by faith, not by sight. You can do it in an instant, or you can do it as, glory to God, as the hour and the time go on, but we're looking for any day, any time now to say, oh, look what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord, and we give glory. We bind you and loose you from your assignment, Satan, and all your little cords, and every other trap, snare, plot, plan you have against any of us throughout the night, and even through the prophet that spoke that word, and even for our ears that heard, we bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment, cast you out, send you back to the dry place in which you came. We'll not have no interference in our life and our sleep or whatever else. And we can continue to have that desire as he pour out his spirit upon us, that we will yield and avail ourselves to his purpose in the name of Jesus. And if the fear tactic was out there, we curse and cancel that assignment of anything hovering. Glory to God for any of your depression, oppression, suppression, or fear factor. Glory to God about the what ifs and the maybes. We bind you and loose you from your assignment, cast you out, send you back to the driver. We loose peace and joy and strength and courage and encouragement to stand firm on the promises of the Lord with the whole armor of God and the weaponry and checking our weapons and checking, glory to God, our armor to make sure everything is in place. Everything, every time we go through a battle, we got to make sure, like the soldiers in the natural, go back and glory to God and clean up their weapons. Let's make sure, hallelujah, we're battle ready. Eshara. Ah, but walking in the faith and the prayer and the peace with the rest in the Lord while we on our post. Because glory out, even with the natural soldiers, when they got to be out and doing war, they do not, glory out, don't know when they're going to be deployed. They're not anxious and sitting up and wondering if they're going to be today or whatever. They go about their daily duties, hallelujah, until they have to be battle ready to get out to go and to be deployed. So help us, God, to be battle ready, but still yet be able to rest in you and be on alert. And be glory to God walking in our faith, in our peace, of the joy of the Lord being our strength, knowing that the greater one on the inside of us and never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what you are preparing us more and more to do, to put our trust and faith in you and don't lean to our own understanding. We thank you so much for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Any more of the prayer requests? If there is not, then we're going to celebrate Jesus and depart from this phone, but not from God's presence, with the anticipation of expectancy of greater things, with the blood covering and angels being camped, binding up every incident, accident, mishap, chaos, confusion, whatever plot, plan, sickness, disease, untimely death, the enemy's been plotting and planning, be canceled, be eradicated, dismantled, glory to God, bound up and sent back to the dry place of whom it came. Loosen in the name of Jesus and loose God's anointing for the peace, the joy, the strength, the courage, obedience, and the financial, spiritual blessings and the excitement, anticipation of greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for touching your this family right now. Blood covering over them and their families and glory to God. Hallelujah. Those that we are setting the gap for, believing for greater things. Thank you, Lord God, for Mother Elsa, glory to God, Mother Freeman, Mother, glory to God, Kadir, Mother Elise, and also Mother Camp. Thank you for them, blessing, covering all under the blood, as well as these warriors on this phone. And Brother Black, too, that said he wasn't unable to not, but bless him and his family that's coming this week. Let it be a joyous and exciting, wonderful time for them, too, as well. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and keeping our minds and the blessings that you already have, glory to God, for us, anticipation. We bind Satan up for trying to interfere, to have any delays. Glory to God, even with God, is a delay is not a denial, but we bind up the delays that he tried to come up with the things that you give. And I thank you for, glory to God, people that love God and love one another, and even for the blessing today, just hearing God to even on a situation that occurred, and just all he said, acts. Ha, vo, shek, ha, ti, anda, ore, isana, neko, ororo, bekete. Ah, nothing but a word, and for some have a response to it right away. I thank you nobody but God. Ha! Glory. He works in an instant, a minute, and a second. We love you today, and I appreciate you, Jesus. And I thank you for
thank
people
you.
Loving me too as well. I love you, Jesus.
You.
I love you. Praise God for you. I praise God to bless as she departs from his phone and not his presence.
You,
angels of the Lord be encamped. And we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
What an exciting time tonight. I love y'all. Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
Somebody saying something? I know I've been talking
just
a lot.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm just excited about Jesus. It's such a fire in you all from just even hearing the prayers and not even for that prophecy. I thank God. And I'm encouraged to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm encouraged. My mind, my heart, my soul, I'm encouraged.
Jesus, thank you.
Keep that joy and keep that peace.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Ooh,
thank
your presence and fullness of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't praise you enough when we think about the goodness of Jesus and what he keeps doing all the time in the valley as well as on the mountaintop, even while we're waiting on decisions to be made. God, you're still wonderful. You keep proving yourself. Hallelujah. Praise you more. Even in the valley, praise you more. Not just because we got this and we want that, or you move us God. Even just to love God, your mercy every day. Oh, thank you. For keeping us in our right mind. Thank you. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us in the name of Jesus. As we pray for the minds of people with the enemy starting to lose their mind and do so much foolishness. Some don't even know that. Name. Some of them glory to God is already in pain all the time. Oh, and always bitter. But God, thank you for the mind. Oh, to want to serve you and to live for you. Oh, and to help somebody else. Oh, to find their way on this path. Hallelujah. Let your word like that pass along. Help us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, I bless you. I bless you. Oh, God, help us not to get so weak and weary. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we can give you your praise. Help us, God. Sometimes praise us and bring us through and bring us out. Hallelujah. Even if we haven't heard a word from the Lord, but just bless him. And sometimes he just brings us right around. Jehoshaphat can tell you that. Hallelujah. Oh, my Shandala. Thank you for the prayers tonight, God, of the righteous. Thank you. It's having an effect on us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the courage. Thank you for the angel, God. Thank you that we can lay down and sleep, rest, and sleep and rise up. Not being tormented about the cares of this life, God. Thank you. Only you keep it up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that are given to those that have more than enough over to God than they can share. Hallelujah. Because everybody not in the same place. Some have more than enough to give but don't give, and other ones have it and they do give. Hallelujah. But they might be going through something else. But whatever our situation is, God, we just trust you to bring us through and teach us how to have that balance. Have over to God the character of Jesus Christ. Oh, the character of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Spirit being manifest. We need you. Because all of us got some shortcomings someplace. Be more and more like Jesus every day. I thank you for the change, God, from where you just brought us from. We celebrate what you already did, but we know what's going to come. Hallelujah. God bless, God. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. I love your holy name. Ooh, God, I thank you for saving our children, saving our grandchildren, saving our friends, saving our family, saving our neighbors, God, saving our enemies, God, delivering them out of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, glory to God, so we can work in the kingdom of God. Our laborers that are true, about kingdom work, God. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you. The love that agape, even when we get angry, but you told us we don't owe no man but to love him. God, we ain't got to play taxes with nobody, but we got to have wisdom to hear from the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we don't have to like people, but we require to love in the name of Jesus and not to be a partaker of another man's sin. We can't be friends with sin. We cannot be and do the work of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We cannot from the money and be separated. Touch my dead unclean thing and I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, God, to have faith and to rest in you, to trust you, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Help us not to feel guilty, to enjoy the blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, but thank you for the bonus. That when we need to speak or we need to stand, we can do it without reservation in the name of Jesus. Bless you for divine connection because you did this, God. You put us together. Thank you, Lord, for increase and more to come, more people to come together to understand, hallelujah, we're about kingdom business. Pray, God, for the local assemblies that they will get back in the house of God. Get back on his post. Not spending so much time with the world and they can't hear from God. That's why the false prophets can come in. That's why they can be manipulated. That's why all these voices with the packages Pastor was talking about. We got to get to a place to get back in the house where we got the spiritual, natural, and the physical. In the name of Jesus. But until it is, God, help us to be faithful in what we do. Help us to be faithful in what we do. We keep looking to you. We love you today. We thank you for your blessings. Keep us and protect us and shield us on the highway, byways, airways, waterway, trainway, wherever we may be. God, in and out, we bless you today. And keep us every day, Lord. Help us to stay alert and have discernment with wisdom. Discernment. But help us to use it wisely. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Not enough to know, but we got to do. In Jesus' name we pray. I love you. I praise you. I glorify you, boy. Bless these young people. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Bless the Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Yes, I do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.